Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So we are here tonight to review a new film that was the surprise film from Shudder on Halloween night. So I know a lot of you were eagerly waiting to see what it would be. And it ended up being a film called Lucky from Epic Pictures / Dread, and from director Natasha Kermani and writer Bria Grant, who we've talked about a lot lately through different projects. After Midnight, I know, was a recent one. This one follows a suburban woman who fights to be believed as she finds herself stalked by a threatening figure who returns to her house night after night. When she can't get help from those around her, she is forced to take matters into her own hands. All right. So I was happy to see that it was a new movie. I know some people wanted like an old classic, but I was actually happy that it was a premiere.
Well, if they wanted an old classic, they did not pay attention because they already put over very strongly
It was
gonna be, yeah.
Okay. So, well, then, premiere could be something old, I guess.
Well, no, they worded it that it was something new and it was only going to be shown once.
They hinted. There was close to a tweet about Halloween Kills, and I'm like, you guys aren't doing that. But it convinced me enough to pay attention. So,
I was thinking it was just going to be Train to Busan early too, and Pugs Kruger was hoping for
Psycho Gore, man.
Yeah,
which I know it's coming to Shudder next year, so I was really hoping.
I was trying to think what next year, and the only one I could think of that you didn't already mention was Train to Busan too.
And so, this officially goes up sometime next year, I guess.
There's no announcement.
Oh, okay. So we don't know, maybe just a one-off, but it will be coming.
If you search the review for this because it's about to premiere on Shudder, then welcome.
There you go.
Welcome.
Glad we made it this far.
You survived.
Well, we don't know what we did, but
so all right. So I'm watching this and it takes its time. It definitely takes its time. And as it's going, and we're going to have a lot of spoiler talk. This is a spoiler-free review. I should have said that at the top. Spoiler-free. And then Until we say otherwise. And we'll rate it from 0 to 5 stars. So I'm sitting here watching this. I'm like, oh, Bria Grant, great actress. And this is no different. She always gives a good performance. As the plot starts to kind of materialize, I pretty much called this immediately what this was going to be. I'll admit, at first I was like, what the hell am I watching? And then it just becomes very obvious. And it, for me at least, maybe, I don't know, it just doesn't deviate from what I suspected it was. There are a couple cool scenes, decent, kills, but I don't know. This is another one that just wasn't for me. It's one of Shudder's misses, but there's not a lot of misses from Shudder. Just this one.
Didn't I like do that it. You use that term with a female empowerment movie. Good job.
Well, he's already putting on his film snob hat, so I'm just waiting.
Cool.
I wear the same hat no matter whether I like it or not. God damn it.
That's not even true. Where's your red one with all the white letters on?
That's fucked up, Todd. I put it for Kanye. God damn it. I have more to say about it, but Kruger, what did you think? I know you were watching it live.
Yeah, so I was, intrigued by the story at first. And the guy who played the husband, I don't know his name off the top of my head, but I've seen him in some stuff before. He's a good actor. And overall, the acting in this movie, actually, I think is pretty well done. That's definitely one of its strong points. And the movie also is, shot fairly well. The stalker, killer, whatever you want to call him, I thought looked kind of creepy. The mask was decent. It wasn't anything, super revolutionary, but, it was simplistic and cool. just it felt like it dragged a little bit with the story. And I mean, there is a couple of like okay kills in here, but I was kind of hoping if they went more over the top with maybe some of the kills or some of the, you know, gore gags and stuff like that, it would have brought the rating up higher for me, because I thought this was, you know, it wasn't bad, but it was very middle of the road, predictable. The story kind of gets super metaphoric to multiple things. You know, I watched this with a group of people and we're all discussing on, you know, what do you think this is meant to be a metaphor on? And it just, I don't know, it didn't really hit too well for me. And overall, I just thought it was kind of forgettable. So what did you think, Pugs?
Well, I'm somewhere in the middle because I'm trying to decide myself if it was a trick or a treat on Halloween. Kind of falls in the middle, man. Like, I really liked the beginning. And then in the middle, it just dragged ass. And I love Bria Grant, so I was, like, hoping for more. I'm like, don't get me wrong. She did her part. She's carrying the whole fucking thing. But she can only do so much. The ending was cool. Kind of predictable. And it was just... The path was laid out, and there's really only one way you can go, and they stayed the course. That said, I did think that some of the gore was cool, because this movie is also reserved, so they don't really go for like it's not a gore show, yeah. But that would have helped. I did really love the mask though. His face is fucking cool. That there's just something creepy about that style. It's middle of the road. Like I'm like you, Kruger. I'm probably not gonna remember that much about it or ever revisit it really. So it's fine.
Todd, what do you think?
I'm kind of with Pugs. I think I might have liked it a little more. It kind of felt like a Twilight Zone. Not a Jordan Peele Twilight Zone. Calm down there, Pugs.
Actually, it did feel like a Jordan
Peele. Don't make me get my cross.
If it was, it would have been the best Jordan Peele Twilight Zone. So. But I liked it, but I'm also in the boat with I don't know if I'll ever watch it again. I think I liked the fact that I haven't been able since theatrically to really go into a movie like knowing nothing about it. Just like, I'm going to watch this because I don't know what the fuck it is. And I was able to do that, you know, in a way.
Was this going to be wide release? Because this feels like, not to be a dick, but like Hallmark, Lifetime, just with the bigger budget. Like it.
Most of the
joy. It's going to be. Yeah, I think it's just going to be a Shudder original, probably.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because I think what they do with a lot of their movies is like they'll put them on Shudder and then they'll check like the view count. If enough, view count goes, then it goes on like Blu-ray and stuff like that.
Okay. It did feel like a Lifetime horror movie with just a couple more not extreme, but gore bits that probably wouldn't be on Lifetime. That's actually a good way to say it.
And I'm cool with that. Like, I love the fucking Stepfather, and that's always called that.
It became that somewhat, but can you name a Lifetime original post Stepfather that was as good as Stepfather?
I can't name one pre, but that's not the point.
Bastard Out of Carolina.
I feel like I watched a made-to-TV version of The Girl Next Door on Lifetime.
There is that other version that might have aired on there. There is that. We talked about this a second. It was probably that other one that I can't think of the name.
The Girl Next Door and American Crime.
That's probably
How do you do the torture, though, in a Lifetime movie?
Off screen, you pan to the people watching and get on their face. Or shadows. You do the same shit Law and Order does.
I just remember it was disturbing enough for me to remember that out of my childhood watching.
I wanted an original Coke. I'm like, can I get that opener? Oh my God. I think I'm going to make that.
Well, awesome. I think we found something more entertaining to talk about than the movie.
We rate 0 to 5, as we said. All right, so for me, this story just is not good. I can't be any more generous. Bria Grant's good. Her writing on this one, not so much. I give it a 1. Sorry, I just didn't like it. Krueger.
You didn't. You just didn't like it, or it wasn't good because you're kind of like you're both, putting yeah. your.
I can't see anybody loving this. I would be really surprised. But you may.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's
there's a big female audience out there, but you know Dan doesn't like it. That's all right.
I know.
I watched. I mean, I watched it with all females, and I mean, they thought it was okay, but I don't think it relays the message it wants to put out there very well. So I'm a 2.5. You know, it's middle of the road. I would have. Much preferred Psycho Goreman, though.
Like, well, we all would. I don't know anything about it.
What about you, Pugs? Fine with Peninsula because I got to watch something else.
I wanted to rate it higher, but because it was Halloween, I'm in a good mood anyway. But it wasn't Halloween enough and horror enough for me to get too high. So I'm like you, 2.5. It's very middle of the road, but I do think there's an audience out there that might dig this more than I do.
I think if you like it, let us know in the comments.
I think a younger female audience will enjoy this movie.
I think it's a case of us not being the target audience. This isn't a Black Christmas situation, Dan. Calm down over there.
I gave this a 1.
Calm down. I said calm down, Dan.
And
I'm just going to announce it now. This Christmas, we will be doing a Black Christmas 2019 commentary. Whether Dan likes it or not,
you can do whatever you want. All right, we'll do it.
Dan's going to bring out the red hat for that one.
Hey, just did a Patreon episode. We are not nice on Patreon, so Patreon.com/ features. We are assholes, and you can see for only $1.
No, I told you, I'm a 3. Be a Grant elevated it. It's a little above average because of her. So I'm going to give it a 3. I am being, you know, here's the thing. If they do this again next year, which I like the idea of this, they need to just, because Halloween is going to be on a Sunday next year, let's just do this on October 30th. Cause it'll be a lot it's a lot less pressure for that movie if it's not on Halloween, you know,
And I have a suggestion too. Make it more a more Halloween-y movie, man. Because
the problem they're gonna want to like promote one that's Halloween themed. They're gonna like make it one of the bigger deals. Well,
they could do it the trick or treat type thing. Like, what are you gonna get in your bag? What's gonna be the movie? Yeah.
So. I feel like if I would have watched this on any other day. But Halloween, I would have given it maybe closer to what you gave it, like a 3 out of 5. Because, I mean, and the acting, I think, is like really what stands out the most. And it's one of the more, one of the better acted movies I've seen on Shudder. I mean, not that Shudder movies are bad, but definitely, you know, one of the better performances, especially by our lead actress.
I'm just going to say this real quick. Dan's always talking about, I don't hate women. If we go through the women-empowered movies we reviewed, you're going to see a fucking pattern.
I spit on your grave, fool. God damn it.
That starts off pretty rough.
Save those thoughts, because we're going to talk spit on your grave when the box set comes out.
Yes.
All right. So anyway, guys.
Franchise show at this point.
we're going to be talking spoilers now, probably being assholes, but not Patreon level assholes. So again, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures.
In other words, Dan's saying you got to pay for his asshole.
That's why he gave that shit up for free, right, man?
That's fucked up.
He's giving it up to the demon over there. Right?
Nobody can see my demon. It's an awesome demon. Look at that. That's fucking awesome. You can't see the full size, but look out the wings.
He has his tongue out and ready.
That's fucked up. Okay. You guys ever visit? I'm just gonna put them away. You don't get to hang out with the demon. Goddamn.
That's cool.
All right. So, spoiler alert, guys. You have been warned, and we'll get right into it. All right. So, I don't hate all female empowerment movies. Maybe just, ones made after 2016 or so.
But I think you're over like 1980.
It's not true.
Thelma and Louise, where do you lie?
That's been so long, but I like that movie. I did like that movie. 1990, I believe.
We should do a female empowerment show and just see.
True feelings come out in spoilers, in the spoiler wall, of course.
So, all right. Sometimes when you're trying to, you can be a little bit more subtle about a message. Because, I mean, this one, you're watching it and it's like, oh, okay, you know, abusive relationships, gaslighting, all what have you. It gave it away. You knew what it was, and then it just kind of dinks around.
I can agree with that. Like, I mean, we all, like, I watched it with my family, and we all pretty much got to the message that, you know, it's about not believing people in abusive relationships and stuff like that, and reaching out and nobody that being there to help you and feeling helpless, blah, blah, blah. But like you said, they could have hit it better. I mean, honestly, like, I was getting that vibe in the first scene with the husband. Like, as soon as the husband started acting like he didn't know what the fuck she was talking, like, and was like, you're acting weird and all this shit. Like, I was like, oh, this is good. It kind of gave it away too fast. And then, you know, but I don't think it is shitty because of that. Like, it would have been better if they hit it. So I do get what you're saying to some extent, but
yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can tell that message in a more interesting, subtle way. Now, I have a question, and maybe I'm misreading this. So she had an affair. That was clear. Was she fucking the sister-in-law? There seemed to be like some weird tension there.
I didn't get that vibe.
I'm not being funny.
She cheated on her brother. So yeah, there's gonna be some weird tension, dude.
And that makes sense now why Dan hated this so much.
Kiss and make up, bitches, come on.
Now watch that first scene with them together. It felt a little cheated
and no lesbianism.
Yeah, no, Dan, I think you're super off base. Like, I don't know if you've ever had to be in a relationship with somebody and had to like talk to, you know, somebody's brother or sister, but
Maybe not. I just thought there was like some weirdness when they were in the group or whatever.
You watch too much porn.
You're just grasping for straws at something to like. I'm like, I'm looking for a reason. If these girls kiss, maybe I'll like it a little more.
You're not lying.
I'm with you, Pugs, though, on the mask. The mask is really cool. Like, I like the translucent look and shit. I just kind of wish,
liked that everyone was like, all the men had them because, like, we all wear masks because we're not who we pretend or who we portray. We're all fucking
rapists.
I mean, push us to the limits and find out.
Well, there's only one Todd. So, Todd, what did you spoiler talk thinking? It should have just all been you, like in different outfits.
I don't even know what question you just asked me, Dan.
Todd's like,
what did you think of any spoiler thoughts?
I don't really have any. I mean, you guys already nailed it.
Oh, okay. I was taking a dig. I kind of.
Is there anything you would have done differently? Anybody?
Tons. Give a. I would have made the conclusion not as ambiguous and we're gonna reveal it's your fucking husband because that part was kind of lame. They didn't really stick the landing. I mean, it was cool, but there was room for it to be like way cooler. I don't know. They could have went over the top with it, peeled his face off, and there's nothing there because, you know, blank. I don't know.
Or could have did a gore effect. You know what I mean? Have it just be a, you know, fucking peel his actual face off. Like that. That was the thing. I mean, this didn't seem like a horror movie. You know what I mean? It was very, very much a thriller, Lifetime-y, you know.
I think even if you don't watch a lot of horror movies, I think it's pretty obvious, not even halfway through this, what it is, you know? And I just, that was like my biggest thing. I mean, yeah, cool mask, couple okay kills, but the thing as a whole,
You were going to make a Groundhog's Day type thing. Do you want to finish that? Because that was our other take.
Oh, yeah, which... That sort of the time loop, Groundhog Day, whatever premise like that, that more often than not doesn't work. Now, when it does, happy death day, you hit a home run, it's really good. But Palm for Springs. The most part,
I mentioned Palm Springs, but I didn't even feel like this was a time loop movie. Did I miss something?
No, so it's like she kills the dude, and every time he comes back and goes missing, so it's over, and it's to symbolize the cycle of abuse.
The cop didn't remember
time loop, but ish.
Again. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I knew he like that was good, but it wasn't like because days are advancing, so I don't get.
But then, the people she tells don't remember.
Their memory's gone, so it's like you see what I mean. It's like similar, and I don't know. I mean, I like Bria Grant. She's a very good actress. It's a little too preachy, and it's too obvious, though. More than
do you
anything.
Think it would have been a cool book? Like instead of translating it to screen, it probably worked better on page.
Maybe. Yeah. You can expand it maybe a little bit more. Although even then you could kind of give it away early so they could have the same problem. But yeah, maybe. I mean,
well, I like to see what this. Yeah. I think she's fucking super talented and I want to see more from her. So I hope, does well enough.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, guys, that's all we have for you for this review. I already plugged Patreon, but also fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out the eBay store.
Why don't you plug it in the non-spoilery part and let Pugs do it?
Oh, that's right. Well, we can do it different, but that's cool.
To hold Pugs down. Wonder why.
And spoilers, guys. Pugs! You go for it.
Thank you,
yelled at you, Pug.
I know, but
that was like Pugs. Good to see you. That was
his right hand on the whip. I'm not fucking with him today. So I can't get off my face. Fuck. Good.
You like look around on that one.
So yeah, we're on Patreon. You can help support us, and just for $1, and find out how big of assholes we can be on the latest one. We discussed a fan film. But find out. You can find out as low as $1. You can go as high as a couple of grand. So that'd be nice. Thank you, and hope you enjoy it. I'm still laughing at the Dan grasping his whip. But yeah, you can follow us on social media.
Calm down, Dr. Jones.
Buddy, how are you doing? It was enthusiastic.
Sure.
Hugs. Was, no way.
Adios, guys. I fucked up. I'm saying.